mindfulness of the breath and body. When you're ready, settling into a comfortable sitting position, maybe on a straight back chair or a soft surface on the floor, supported by cushions or maybe a low stool. If you're using a chair, it's really helpful to sit away from the back of the chair so your spine can support itself. If you're sitting on the floor, it's helpful if your knees actually touch the floor. Maybe experimenting with the height of the cushions or the stool until you feel comfortable and you feel supported. Whatever you're sitting on, arranging it so your knees are lower than your hips. And then as you're ready, allowing your back to be straight in a kind of dignified and comfortable position. If you're sitting on a chair, placing your feet flat on the floor with your legs uncrossed. And when you're ready, and if you're comfortable, gently closing your eyes. And as you're closing your eyes, bringing your awareness to the level of physical sensations by focusing your attention on the sensations of touch and pressure in your body, where it makes contact with the floor, where it makes contact with whatever you're sitting on. Spending a minute or two just exploring these sensations. What are they like? Just as you did in the body scan. And now, moving to bring your awareness to the changing patterns of physical sensations in the lower abdomen or tummy as the breath moves in and out of your body. When you first try this practice, it might be helpful to put a hand on your lower abdomen or tummy and just notice the sensation as your hand rises and falls with your breathing. When you've tuned in to the sensations in this way, you might want to remove your hand again and just continue focusing on the sensations in the abdominal wall. So focusing your awareness on the sensations of slight stretching as the abdominal wall rises with each in-breath, and of gentle deflating as it falls with each out-breath. As best you can, following with your awareness the changing physical sensations from the lower abdomen all the way through as the breath enters your body on the in-breath, and all the way through as the breath leaves your body on the out-breath. Maybe noticing the slight pauses between one in-breath and the following out-breath, and between one out-breath and the following in-breath. No need to try controlling the breathing in any way, simply letting the breath breathe itself. As best you can, also bringing this attitude of allowing to the rest of your experience. Nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. As best you can, simply allowing your experience to be just that, to be your experience, without needing to be anything different. Just allowing it to be just as it is. Sooner or later, probably already, your mind will wander away from the focus on your breath in the lower abdomen, to thoughts, planning, daydreams, drifting along, whatever it is. This is perfectly okay. It really is what minds do. It's not a mistake and it's not a failure. When you notice, your awareness is no longer on the breath. Gently congratulate yourself. You've come back and you're once more aware of your experience. You might want to acknowledge briefly where the mind has been. Ah, thinking. And then gently bring the awareness back to a focus on the changing pattern of physical sensations in the lower abdomen. Choosing again to pay attention to the ongoing in-breath or out-breath, whichever you find. However often you notice the mind has wandered, most likely over and over and over again, as best you can, congratulate yourself each time on reconnecting with your experience in the moment, in the now, gently bringing your attention back to the breath and just carrying on following the changing pattern of physical sensations that come with each in-breath and each out-breath. As best you can, bring some kindliness to your awareness, maybe seeing the over and over again wandering of the mind, each time as an opportunity to bring patience and gentle curiosity to your experience. When you feel fairly settled on awareness of the breath, choosing to allow the awareness to expand around the breath and to include as well a sense of physical sensations throughout the whole body. At the same time, still aware in the background of the movements of the breath in the lower abdomen, but changing your main focus, so that you become aware of a sense of the body as a whole and of the changing pattern of sensation throughout the body. You may find you get a sense of the movements of the breath throughout the body as if the whole body were breathing. If you choose, together with this wider sense of the body as a whole, and of the breath moving to and from, include awareness of the different particular patterns of sensations that arise where the body makes contact with the floor, the chair, the cushions or the stool, the sensations of touch and pressure, or contact of the feet or knees with the floor. Contact where you sit down. The feel of your hands where they rest on the thighs or on each other. As best you can, holding all these sensations together with the sense of breath and of the body as a whole. In a kind of wider space of awareness of physical sensations. Again, the mind will wander over and over, away from the breath and the body and the sensations. This is natural. It's to be expected. It isn't a mistake or a failure. Again, whenever you notice your awareness has drifted away from the sensations in the body, maybe congratulating yourself. You've woken up. Gently note where your mind was. And kindly focusing your attention back to your breathing and to a sense of your body as a whole. As best you can, keeping things simple, gently paying attention to the sensations throughout your body from one moment to the next moment. As you sit, some sensations may be particularly strong or intense, such as pains in the back or the knees or the shoulders. You may find your awareness keeps being drawn to these sensations and away from the breath or body. You might want to choose to use these times to experiment with choosing either to shift position or maybe staying with that position, remaining still and bringing the focus of awareness into that area of strong feeling or intensity. If you choose to remain still, then as best you can, just exploring with gentle and wise attention the pattern of sensations here. What exactly do the sensations feel like? Where exactly are they? Do they vary from one moment to the next, or from one part of that area of the body to another? Not so much thinking about them as just feeling them. You might want to use the breath to carry your awareness into those areas of intensity of feeling, breathing into them just as in the body scan, and breathing out from those sensations, softening and opening with the out-breath. Whenever you find yourself carried away from awareness in the moment by the intensity of physical sensations, or in any other way, reminding yourself that you can always reconnect with the here and now by refocusing awareness on a movement, on movements of the breath, or on a sense of the body as a whole. Once you've gathered yourself in this way, allowing the awareness to expand once more, so it includes a sense of sensations throughout the body. And now for the last few moments of this sitting, bringing your attention back to focus on your breathing in the abdomen, tuning in to any and all sensations on this in-breath and on this out-breath. And as you sit here and as you breathe, allowing yourself to experience this sense of moment-to-moment awareness, and remembering the breath is available to you at any moment of your day to allow you to feel grounded, to give a sense of balance, an awareness of accepting yourself just as you are in each moment. Just coming to the end of the practice with focusing on an in-breath, focusing on an out-breath. And when you're ready, and when you choose, gently opening your eyes and bringing with you a sense of mindfulness into the next moments of your day.